From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Texas native and New Mexico Secretary of Education, Dr. Ryan Stewart, finished his Southeast New Mexico tour of schools on Wednesday to gather information from administrators, teachers, and students on returning to the classrooms after almost 11 months and how the local administrators are keeping teachers and students safe from the COVID-19. He was in Lovington on Wednesday and toured Taylor Middle School and Lovington High.
Everybody's very happy to be back. We have a lot of protocols in place to make sure we're able to do it safely. As we can demonstrate that we can do this safely, it will bode well for our return to the new normalcy that we're all seeking.
Christian, who's a senior and a member of the band, said on the return to school,
I've loved it so much more now. So I feel a lot more comfortable, and I feel like I'm more able to succeed now than I did before.
LHS Principal Pam Quinones had this to say about the secretary.
I think he is very open to hear the feedback that the students and teachers have. I was very impressed with him, and I really truly believe he's got a big heart for education.
Roswell Mayor Dennis Kentai addressed the recent shootings in the city, which he believes began with an unsolved homicide almost 2 weeks ago.
Pacheco murder was really about 10 days ago. In many ways, the first in this wave. We do not have the shooting at the grocery store as being connected to that murder, but there are other shootings that have been connected to what happened at the grocery store.
Retired Hobbs school teacher Frank Costello was acquitted of sexual criminal penetration of a minor on Wednesday by 5th Judicial Judge William Shoebridge, who found enough reasonable doubt to find Estella not guilty. Estella had been accused of sexually assaulting a family member while he lived in Estella's home. Shoebridge heard the case because not enough jurors were able to be chosen to hear the case. The Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team from Fort Bliss, Texas, determined that an old World War II explosive device discovered near Lakewood on Tuesday and caused all kinds of excitement? Well, it turned out to be a dud. New Mexico officials reported on Wednesday that more than half of the state's 33 counties have emerged from strict lockdown, earning favorable yellow and green ratings, but no Southeast New Mexico counties were among them. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.